Hi everyone on BCT. A couple of weeks ago I got an Olympus DS71, and since I already have a DS50, the learning curve for using the 71 wasn't that huge. I did two podcasts on my podcast, which is called the G-Rated Podcast, and I explained some information about the DS71 menus, how the manual recording setting works, and some other things that were not covered in the previous DS71 podcast that was on Blind Cool Tech about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And so I am going to edit the podcast that I did for my G-rated podcast and combine the two so that they make some sense, and I will put it up on BCT, and hopefully it will get aired at some point. It's a bit more detailed. It goes into the menus. It goes into some of the settings and some of the other functions. And I will put my contact information at the end of this podcast so that you can contact me or go check out my podcast if you want more information. There is a microphone that comes with the DS71. Now, the microphone, according to Olympus, should not be plugged into the DS50, but it does fit. So I don't know why they're telling me not to plug it in. It's a different model, although it looks the same as the one that you get with the DS50, and apparently it's supposed to be better. So the way that I'm going to be keeping these two machines apart, other than turning them on or off or whatever, is the mic I use for the DS50 is one that I purchased. It's a Sony mic. I know it came with another microphone that people could use with it, but I opted not to use that microphone. So I'm going to keep that Sony mic plugged into the DS50 so I can keep this thing, apart. I can tell it apart from the other machine. I mentioned on the first podcast that I did the price for the DS71. I bought it online from a place that I won't mention here, but it's on my podcast. You can send me an email and ask me if you really want to know where I got it. What I did initially was just do a search for DS71 on the Google search engine, and it came up with this place that had them. I bought accessories along with the machine. You can get an AC adapter for it. It's a different model AC adapter than what you get with the DS50. I also bought an extra patch cord and an extra neck strap, because I use a neck strap a lot and I like to have an extra one around in case the first one breaks. And all told, I paid a bit over $400 because of the fact that I got accessories. So that should give you a bit of an idea of how much everything is going to cost. I would say probably about $350 for the machine itself, and an additional 50 or so for accessories. I am looking at the two machines, and they do look identical as far as the switches and the little buttons and stuff. Everything is pretty much in the right place on both machines. My DS50, the setting for the mic sensitivity is at the bottom, so I'm going to set the mic sensitivity on the 71 also at the bottom. It was in the center, and I moved it, and now I moved it again. The DS71 has 4 gig of memory, and the DS50 has only 1. The DS61 is like the DS71, but it has 2 gig of memory. The LS10 has 2 gig of memory, so really, if you're going to get another machine, you probably would do well to get a 71, because it really does have more. Now, what I'm going to do is turn on the DS71 for the first time. It takes the same number of batteries, and I'm not even sure if I got them in there the right way. Let me check real quick to see. Okay, that goes that way, and that goes that way. Now, let me look at the DS50. It looks like I did it right.
When you turn the machine on, it takes a little longer to activate than the DS50 does. There's about a half second difference between the DS50 and this one, and this DS71 takes a little bit longer. Another thing is, when you're recording and you put the machine on pause, after a minute, the machine starts to beep as a reminder that you are in pause mode. I don't think there's a way to turn it off. I looked it up in the book, and it says there's a beep after 1 minute, and that just happens every few seconds, and it doesn't seem to be a way to turn it off. Now, I know that when I turn this on, it's going to ask for the time and date, and what I'm going to do is push the left button to back out, because I don't want to change any of that stuff. I do not install the software, as I said. It comes with the software. One thing I want to mention, though, is if you bought a previous version of the software and you bought a license for it, you got the DSS Plus, that plus serial number that you got when you bought the license will work with the new software, usually. I know that it worked with the DS50 version of the software, and I know it worked with the WS320 version. And so if you install the software for the DS71, if you have a need for it, which I really don't see why anybody would need it unless you want to reinstall the voice stuff, if you goof and you automatically turn on the machine for the first time and somehow you turn the voice off. Another thing that'll work is if you manage to turn off the voice, just take the batteries out for a few minutes and it'll reset. At least that's been my experience. So there really isn't any need to turn on the software, to install the software, at least at my experience. So if you accidentally mess up the voice settings, just take the batteries out for a couple of minutes, because that's what happens when I have accidentally taken batteries out to change them and had to go looking around for batteries and stuff and came back and put the batteries in. It automatically acted the same as when I turned it on for the first time and the voice came on. So anyway, I'm going to turn this DS71 on for the first time, and then I'm going to walk us through the menus while we set these things up. So let me do that.
Battery level high. Please set the time and date.
Well, I'm not
to
going
to adjust clock. Set time by using plus, minus, and right, left buttons. To start clock, press OK button located in center.
Maybe I'll just hit stop and see if that does it.
Please select off if you don't need voice guidance.
Well, I do need voice guidance, so I'm going to back out. Okay, and stop. Okay, now let me see if I can get into the menus, and I'm going to walk us through the menus and change some things here.
Recording mode setting.
Now, it is kind of nice, though, that they tell you about the battery, which I think is just great. Okay, I'm going to push right arrow to get in.
PCM mode.
Now, that's preferable, but what I'm going to do, just as an experiment, is I want to kind of get a feel for the sample rate and the bit rate for some of these options, because it has an XQ setting, which the other Olympus machines don't have. So I think it's got a higher sample rate and bit rate or something. But I'm going to go through these items just to show you what the choices are. PCM is WAV files. And I believe you can record probably about 5 or 6 hours with a WAV file because this has got so much memory in it. So let's down arrow.
STXQ mode.
Okay, that's stereo XQ. I like to think of extra quality. And then we have the standard stuff that the Olympus machines have.
STHQ mode.
That's high quality.
STSP mode.
Okay, that's standard.
HQ mode.
That's monaural high quality.
SP mode. LP mode. PCM mode.
And as you can tell, that wraps. So I'm going to go out of here and go down the next item. Left arrow.
Recording mode setting.
And down the next one.
Recording level setting.
Okay, now there is a way in here to manually set your recording level, and it's not got any kind of a dial on it or anything, but the way that it works is apparently in manual you can set it to one of 13 volume levels. And I'm going to go in here and just see what the options are.
Auto.
Auto, that's the standard setting. That turns on the limiter.
Manual.
Manual.
Auto. Manual.
I'm going to go into manual and see if I can do something here. Ah, it doesn't do anything, does it?
Auto. Manual.
Well, okay, I think I'm just going to keep it on auto for now.
Auto.
And I'm going to back out.
Recording level setting.
Down arrow.
VCVA setting.
Now that I don't usually mess around with. I think it's usually off.
On and off setting.
Okay, so we have choices here. This is like voice activation is what I'm thinking. Okay, so in voice activation we have on and off setting or...
Standby monitor setting. On and off setting.
Okay, I'm going to leave it because on and off is probably the default, and I think it's off.
Off.
Yeah, it is off. Okay, so I'm going to hit left arrow twice to get out.
On and off set. VCVA setting.
Okay, down arrow.
Timer recording setting.
I'm not going to mess around with that either because I don't think that's accessible. Down arrow.
Low cut filter setting.
That's usually off. I usually keep that off. Let's see what it is.
Off.
Yeah, it's off.
Record menu.
Okay, well, I didn't intend to hit that twice, did I?
Play menu.
Wait, let me get back into
record. Menu. Recording mode setting.
Okay, I got a down arrow here.
Recording level setting. VCVA. Timer record. Low cut filter setting. Zoom mic setting.
Now this is kind of neat. I think this is a way to control some of your mic sensitivity. And I'm going to get in here.
Off. Zoom. Narrow. Wide. Off.
It almost seems like this would turn the microphone into an omnidirectional or a cardioid mic or a unidirectional mic. I'll have to play with this and see what happens with it, but it is kind of a neat option. Okay, I'm going to left arrow.
Zoom mic setting.
Another thing I need to mention about this Zoom mic is it will only work if you use the mic that is included with the machine. If you don't plug this mic in, or if you plug in an external mic that you bought from someplace else, it's not this particular recorder's stereo mic, then it won't work. Another thing I need to mention is that this microphone is supposedly not supposed to work with the DS50, but as I said, it looks like it kind of does because you can plug it in. Oh, I was going to also mention, if you don't plug in this stereo mic, you only get a monaural microphone. The recorder without any mic plugged in only records in monaural, and there's only one mic on the machine. It only records in mono if you don't have a mic plugged into the mic jack.
Playback speed setting.
Okay, now we're into playback. I'm going to... Right arrow.
Slow playback. Fast playback. Slow playback. Fast playback.
This is what it was on before, so I'm going to push left.
Playback speed setting.
Down arrow.
Noise cancellation setting.
And that I usually keep it off.
Off.
Yeah, it's off, so I'm going to...
Noise cancellation setting.
Okay, down arrow.
voice filter setting.
That I usually keep that off because I don't want any low cut taken out or any of that. And let's make sure this is off.
Off.
It's off. Okay, so left arrow.
Voice filter setting.
Down.
Playback mode setting.
Okay, I think we've been here.
Skip interval setting.
Whoops, playback mode.
Playback mode setting.
Had to up arrow because I thought we'd been there, but I guess we hadn't. Okay, right arrow.
Playback file. Repeat playback. Folder playback. Folder repeat. All files playback. All files repeat. Playback file.
Okay, that is, I think, the default, so I'm going to leave it and back out.
Playback mode setting.
Down arrow.
Skip interval setting.
Okay, I'm going to right arrow.
Skip. Reverse skip. Skip.
Okay, this I usually leave alone, but let's see what we've got. I'm going to right arrow.
File skip. 10 second skip. 30 second skip. 1 minute skip. 5 minute skip. 10 minute skip. File skip.
That's what we were on, so I'm going to back out.
Skip.
Okay, reverse skip. Let's see what we've got.
Reverse skip.
Right arrow.
File skip.
That's fine, so I'm going to back out.
Reverse skip.
Down.
Skip.
Okay, we're back to skip. So left arrow.
Skip interval setting.
Down.
Alarm playback setting.
That I don't mess with. I'm going to skip down arrow past that.
Euphony setting.
Now, euphony is something we came up with the LS10. It's spelled Euphony. And I think it's kind of like an equalizer or a reverb sort of thing. I have not played with this. I don't know what it is. But judging from the manual, I was reading the book, and I also looked at the book for the LS10. And I think it's like an equalizer. But let's right arrow, and I'm going to run through the menus real quick.
Off. Power. Wide. Natural. Off.
Okay, off. So I'm going to get out of here and left arrow.
Euphony setting.
Down.
Backlight setting.
Now that I should probably just turn that off. So I'm going to right arrow.
On. Off.
Okay, it's off. And I'm going to change that to off. And I'm going to push OK button to set that.
Off set.
Left arrow.
Display and sound menu.
Whoops, I didn't have to do that, did I? Okay, I need to go right.
Backlight setting. LED lamp setting.
Okay, I'm going to right arrow.
On. Off.
I'm going to push the OK to set that.
Off set.
Okay, and I think I'm still on backlight. So let me go down.
Contrast.
I don't think I did anything with contrast, but let's see if I get anything when I right arrow. Nope.
Contrast.
That's not accessible.
Voice guidance setting.
Now this you definitely want to keep, but you want to get in here because if I remember the Blind Cool Tech podcast, there are some things inside of here.
On and off setting.
Well, we want that on directly, so let's make sure it's on.
On.
Which it is. Back out.
On and off setting.
Down.
Guidance speed setting.
Speed. I think she's talking too slow, so it's right arrow.
Speed 3.
It's on 3. I thought it would be on 1 or something.
Speed 2.
Too slow.
Speed 1.
Sounds like she's sort of had a little bit too much to drink or something.
Speed 5. Speed 4.
I kind of like 4, actually. I think I'm going to set it to 4.
Speed 4, set.
Okay. And then we're going to go down.
Volume setting.
I think let's turn her up a little bit. Right arrow.
Volume 3. Volume 2. Volume 1. Volume 1.
Let's up arrow.
Volume 2. Volume 3. Volume 4. Volume 5. Volume 5.
Let's keep it on about 4.
Volume 4.
Okay, let's push the OK.
Volume 4 set.
All right, down arrow.
On and off setting.
And let's back out.
Voice guidance setting.
Down arrow.
Beep sound setting.
I like the beeps. Let's right arrow.
Volume 2.
Oh, you can adjust the volume for the beeps. How nice. Let's up arrow.
Volume 3. Volume 3.
Can only go up to 3. Let's see.
Volume 2. Volume 1. Off.
Well, I like beeps on. Let's see if this wraps.
Off.
Nope. I'm going to put it on 3.
Volume 1. Volume 2.
It was on 2 originally.
Volume 3.
Okay, I'm going to push OK.
Volume 3 set.
Down arrow.
Intro playback setting.
Now that's if you want to play a file, part of a file while you're scanning around. And let's see what we got in here. Right arrow.
Off. 3 seconds. 5 seconds. 10 seconds. Off.
Okay, off. I don't think I need to do that, so I'm going to left arrow.
Intro playback setting. Erase lock setting.
Let's say that you're clearing out your machine. You've got a file you want to keep forever and ever and ever. You can lock that file so that it will not erase. If you erase all your files with your erase button, and if you have a file locked, it will not erase it. So I usually keep that off.
No file.
No file. Okay, so that's fine. Back out.
Sub menu.
Ah, I'm back where I didn't want to be, so I've got a right arrow.
Erase lock setting.
Okay, down arrow.
File move setting.
Okay, that I'm going to skip.
Folder name setting.
Skip that, down arrow.
Format menu.
And we're not going to do the format.
USB setting.
USB, now this has to be...
Storage class.
That's what it's got to be. Because you want to use this like a memory device, so I can erase files and move things around like it's a second hard drive. It's got to be storage device, but your other option is...
Audio class.
That's if you want to use this thing like a microphone or a speaker through your PC. And it's got to be storage.
Storage class.
Okay, back out, left arrow.
USB setting.
Down.
Time and date setting.
Down, because we know the clock and the date, they're kind of accessible, but they're kind of a pain, so let's just leave that alone.
Power save setting.
Power save, I usually set it to about 5 minutes. Right arrow.
10 minutes. 30 minutes. 1 hour. Off. 5 minutes.
Let's leave it on 5 minutes. I'm going to push OK.
5 minutes set.
Okay. Down arrow. Now, I discovered that when you push OK to reset something, it automatically takes you out of what you were in. So you're now back to power setting. You're back to your menu option before you went into your right arrow choices. Okay, down arrow.
External input setting.
Now this you only need to use to set if you plug an external microphone in and it can't figure out that it's a stereo mic and it records in mono. That's what the external input is for. But let's see what the options are here.
Auto input select.
That's what it should stay as. And let me tell you what the other options are.
Stereo input. Auto input select.
Okay, let's leave it on auto input. Back out.
External input setting. System information.
Now, this is probably pretty useless. I'm going to right arrow anyway just to see if it says anything. It probably won't. Nope, didn't think so. So left arrow.
System information.
Down arrow.
Recording mode setting.
And we're back to recording mode. Figured out that the slow playback and fast playback have nothing to do with how it sounds on normal playback. This, actually, I'm in slow playback, and it tells you how slow you want it to slow down to. And the choice is 0.75 is the first choice.
0.625 speed. Half speed. 0.875 speed. 0.75 speed.
That is a default for slow, so I'm going to get out.
Slow playback.
And the fast playback speed says how fast do you want it to speed up when you choose to speed it up from your play mode when you are actually playing a file. Because as you know, when you press play, it'll go normal, slow, fast, normal, slow, fast. And it'll cycle through those three. So this is what controls how slow you want it and how fast you want it. So let's go down to fast.
Fast playback.
Okay, right arrow.
1.5 times speed. 1.375 speed. 1.25 speed. 1.125 speed. Double speed.
I kind of like it double speed, actually. But the default is
1.5 times speed.
1.5. So I'm going to go up to
double speed.
Double speed, and I'm going to push OK to set that.
Double speed set.
OK, and back out.
Playback speed setting.
Hi, everybody. We are now recording on the DS71 machine on the WAVE file setting. This is not the extra XQ quality. This is the setting that's just before it. And I'm using the stereo mic. And I'm going to move this voice sensitivity from the bottom to the middle so that you can get a feel for what the sound is like. Okay, now it's in the middle. It's in conference mode, and I'm going to move it up. And now it definitely is in lecture mode. And it's picking up a lot of background sound. Actually, it's kind of going in and out, in and out, in and out, because I've got the mic sensitivity. I forget now what they call it in the menu that we talked about, where you can control whether you want it to be a unidirectional or omnidirectional or cardioid or whatever mic. I noticed that when I don't say anything, it picks up a lot. But when I say something, it focuses on my voice. I'm going to stop, and then I'm going to change this to one of the mic sensitivity options in the menu and see what I get with this. Okay, now I've got it set to zoom level. And I notice it's still kind of cutting in and out, in and out, in and out. I've got this on lecture mode. And when I don't talk, the limiter just seems to be very, very sensitive. On the zoom setting, it really is kind of strange here. See what it does? It zooms in on the sound in the room, and then all of a sudden it gets quieter. So let me see what else I can do with this. Okay, I'm still in lecture setting, but I've got it set to narrow. And I notice it's still adjusting the sound level with this. I think the limiter in this thing is just very, very strange. But I've got this set on the narrow setting, and I've still got it in lecture mode. So it's kind of weird what this thing is trying to do. I think the limiter is trying to overcompensate. So what I may end up doing eventually is just setting this to a recording level where you can manually adjust it. And you can supposedly do that. I don't quite know yet how to do that. This is in the narrow mode, so I'm going to get out and see what else it has here for mic sensitivity. Okay, I'm now set to wide, and well, what a difference, huh? This is one side, this is the other side. It seems to just really do some strange stuff here. If I talk in the middle, I can't even tell that I'm recording, and I'm listening to this with headphones on. So I guess wide is really quite wide. I've got this in lecture mode. Let's see what happens if I move this down to conference. Okay, I'm in conference, and now I'm down in whatever that is. Anyway, wide is really kind of strange. So let me get out of here and get back to, I think I'm just going to turn this off. Okay, I'm off, and I'm back into the individual voice setting, and I've got the Zoom mic pattern set to off, and I don't notice that I can hear any background noise. This is a dictation setting, I guess, is what I usually keep these things on. But I'm kind of curious to know about the manual volume adjustment on this thing. So let me go in there and play with that for a while and see what happens. Okay, I've got this set to manual, and I'm not quite sure how you adjust the manual recording level. Let me push some of the volume up and down buttons and see if it makes any difference. I mistakenly mentioned that the up and down keys are what control the volume for the recording. Actually, they control the volume that you're hearing through the headphones. It's the right and left keys that control the volume when you're recording. I'm going to demonstrate this by holding down the left button for a few seconds, and you will hear the sound in the room start to fade away because the volume will decrease. And then I will bring the volume back up to its full power, which it is now, and which it probably will remain most of the time, since full volume doesn't seem to be too disruptive when you are in dictate mode. I think for the other two mic settings, it probably would be a little bit too loud. So, I'm going to reduce the recording volume, I'm going to say something, and then I'm going to bring the volume back up just to show you what the difference is between highest and the lowest settings. Okay, we should be at the lowest volume level right now, and I'm going to turn it back up. Okay, we should be at the highest level now. Okay, it looks like what it does is it just records. You adjust your volume level while you're recording, which means you make a test recording first, I guess. But this is very, very nice because it looks like the limiter just totally cuts out and you don't have to deal with volume kind of going in and out, in and out, in and out while you're recording. The dictation mode that I'm going to use is the bottom position for the slide button on the left side. Actually, this manual position is very nice. Let me go back and play with some of the mic settings we were playing with before. And I'm going to keep this on dictation level just to see what's going on. Okay, I've now got this on Zoom, and I'm going to slide this back up to lecture. Well, no, I think I'm going to leave it in conference in the middle setting. And this is what it sounds like in the Zoom function. And you notice that we hear a continual background sound of the room noise. So this totally, totally cuts out the filter coming in and out, in and out, in and out. Very, very nice. And I've got this set on the wave file setting, so that's very interesting. Okay, let me try some of the other mic settings here. Okay, we're in the conference setting, and this is in the narrow function. So I'm going to be quiet for a minute and see if this picks up any room noise. Well, it does. But it seems to do pretty well. It doesn't seem to make too much of a difference. Maybe it will in the playback, but I don't know. I'm going to go to the other setting now, which is wide, and this is the one that seems to pick up a lot of the background. Okay, now we're on wide, and this is still in the conference setting. And this is where we seem to get the most stuff going on here. It seems to pick up much more basic environmental settings without focusing in on the voice. So I'm going to set this back to off and go back to dictation mode. Okay, I have it off. I'm going to switch back to the dictation mode. And that should work out pretty good. So just remember, if you don't want that filter kind of pumping in and out and on and off and up and down, you can use the manual setting. So that is essentially the DS-71. It's identical in appearance to the DS-50. I'm going to turn this machine around and see if it will still record if I have the machine facing the other direction. I think it does, because I can hear myself pretty good, just like I can with the other direction. I'm recording it from behind the machine, and it seems to be just fine. This will work out pretty good. One feature of the mic that it has, as the DS-50 mic has, is when you use this particular microphone, or you use the DS-50 microphone, they both have little pegs on either side of the mic plug, and this keeps everything in position so that the mic won't be turning and turning and turning around, which is one of the problems I've had with my DS-50's external Sony mic that I like to use so much. That mic kept turning around, and then it would just be facing the wrong way. It would not be facing outward. It would be facing my chest. It would sound like it would pick up the sound of me walking rather than the sound of my voice so much. But this one, it fixes itself in position. You have to plug it in, and then you push it a little harder to get the pegs into the places on either side of the microphone so that it locks itself in place. But I think this mic is a much better microphone, actually, and it stays very close to the top of the machine. I'm touching it right now on one side and on the other side. I think that it'll work pretty good, and I can kind of use that to tell this machine apart from my DS-50. Another way that you can tell it apart is when you turn it on, it will tell you the condition of the battery for the DS-71. The DS-50 doesn't have that function. The other thing is, I think I'm going to pause and unplug the stereo microphone so you can hear a little of what the mono mic sounds like. It has a bit more pickup than the stereo mic does. And I have the stereo mic setting on off, so we're not doing wide or narrow range or any of that stuff. I'm going to pretty much always keep it on the off position. So I'm going to pause, unplug the stereo mic, and put us on mono for a minute or so. Okay, we're now using the monaural microphone, and we are doing it at the same volume at which I was recording with the stereo mic. And I think that it actually sounds better than the DS-50 internal mic does. I would probably prefer this setting because, since I don't really need to have stereo field, it seems that it would make a lot more sense to just record this podcast in mono. But I think some people who are listening to this prefer stereo for whatever reason. And so I think that I'm going to keep the stereo mic plugged in. And it might just sound a little better in the end. I have no way of knowing that. So I'm just going to keep this mic plugged in and not do it in mono. So I'm going to switch back to stereo right now. Okay, we're back in stereo. I do have the book, as with the LS-10, the book was in a PDF file that I got from the Olympus America website, and I do have a program that will allow me to convert secured PDF files that cannot be saved to text in Acrobat Reader. And I can convert them to text files, and this program, as I have mentioned, is a text processing program that I purchased from a website. To find the file on the BCT homepage, you go to the heading 2 level heading that says text file converters. But if you want to find it quickly, you can do a control F and then type text space file space converters, converters, and make sure that it's doing a forward search going toward the end of the site, not to the top of the site. Push enter and you should be able to find it. The date of that podcast is 9/6/2007. You could even type that into your search and then arrow up once it finds that date and you'll have it. Also, there is a direct link to the site where these programs are located, so that should help you to find this text file conversion software if you're interested in getting it.
It's a wonderful text conversion program, and I even did a description and a demo of it last year. So it will convert just about any PDF file, secured or not. And that was how I managed to get the book in a readable format. So that is a summary of this machine. I am recording in Wave, so that ought to tell you a bit more about the sound quality. I'm going to have to edit this, I think, just a bit, and then convert it to MP3. This thing actually records WMA files. So that means that what happens is that if you record in any of the XQ, HQ, or SP modes, or any of the monaural modes, they will still record in WMA form. So the only time you're going to get WAV files is if you record in the default, which is the PCM mode. But then, of course, the problem with that is that you're not going to be able to record for very long. But just depending on what you're doing, if you record in any of the modes that begin with Q or any of the monaural mode settings, then you'll get longer recording. So I think I've talked enough about this machine. I'm going to get out of here and do some editing and put this podcast together. I'm out of here, folks. Thank you for listening to this, and I hope some of this made a little bit of sense.
Thank you for listening, and as usual, my contact information is email maryemerson@sbcglobal.net. Feedback. Phone line is area code 206-736-7762.
Podcast website, www.emerson.libsyn.com. And if you want the feed, it's emerson.libsyn.com/RSS.
Thank you, and bye for this time.